The developments are brownfields projects, buildings and complexes built on land contaminated in our long industrial history. The state's brownfields program helps pay for the project by paying cleanup costs through tax credits. There's a good example on Delaware Avenue, where the row of the Avant, Embassy Suites Hotel, and the Delaware North headquarters were all made possible by state brownfields money. The governor proposes instead direct state cash. Lawyer Mark Romanowski says that's not workable.
That's interesting, but you know, it's difficult to facilitate, and it lacks certainty. What the Brownfield Cleanup Program was really successful about was creating certainty for developers to say, if I took on this cleanup, these are the type of credits I could earn at the end of the day. And certainty is of paramount importance to a developer when looking at a potential project.
A number of developers were contacted to talk about the impact of the veto. Several didn't return calls, with one saying he would never publicly say anything against the governor. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.